said? Amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated if you would, please. Open your Bibles this morning to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Say this after me. I am redeemed from COVID-19. We have been standing and believing God together over this last few months or so where this is concerned. And we're seeing progress being made. Progress is being made. And as a matter of fact, with the prayer proclamation that came out from the city of Fort Worth, the mayor of Fort Worth last week, and the Tarrant County, and the city of Dallas, and the city of Arlington, and the city of Rockwall, all of those cities praying together. Say what? And Tyler, city of Tyler. All of these mayors issued proclamations, which were pretty much the same, standing together in prayer, fasting and praying the noon hour on Wednesday for the total eradication of COVID-19. Can we give God praise for that? We're so grateful. We're so grateful to the Lord. We're so grateful for Governor Abbott. He was the one, his office gave us the final permission to conduct the Southwest Believers Convention. He believes that churches are essential. As a matter of fact, when we were talking to the people at the convention center before the convention took place, as well as the officials in Fort Worth, they said that the governor of this city, they're telling us, they said the governor of this state has said that churches are essential. He said to us, are you a church? And we said, absolutely. He said, well, then you're essential. So we're so grateful to the Lord for doing that. So we're seeing progress being made. And those of you that are watching us right now from all over the world, in the United States, we're standing in agreement with you. Pastors, your churches are opening up again. We're speaking it, we're declaring it, we are saying it, and we are focused on that together. We're focused on that with you together for the opening up of your church and the preaching of the Word of God. God uses the fivefold ministry to speak to as a conduit to get what He wants to say out to His people. That's what we do. That's what we are for. So we're going to receive that today, a word from heaven for us to be able to walk out together and continue in the place of victory that we have. Now, these are really, if you will, end time instructions that the Lord has given me to give to you this morning about the way we should be conducting ourselves and how we should not only be acting where COVID-19 is concerned and other things that we're dealing with, but also personal things that are going on in our lives. So I want to talk to you this morning, and the Lord gave me two words, and it really turned out to be the title of what this is this morning, but just two words. And He said to me yesterday, tell them to stay focused. Stay focused. What does it mean to focus on something? It means to draw all of your attention to that one thing. You know, what are you standing for? What are you believing for? What's going on in your life? Maybe it's something that's taking place in your body. Well, you take a scripture or scriptures. You take those scriptures, you meditate on them, you stand on them, you believe them, and you focus on that and don't let anything else get in your way of receiving what rightfully belongs to you. Stay focused. If someone were to ask you, what did your pastor preach about today? You will say to them, stay focused. Yep, there are a lot of people that they ask him, what did the pastor preach about? I don't know, but it was really good. So anyway, today we're talking about staying focused. And I want to read this to you before we read our scripture in Proverbs 4. General Tommy Franks was interviewed several days before the invasion of Baghdad in 2003. Now, General Tommy Franks was the one that was responsible for shutting down Saddam Hussein's reign of terror. Referencing the magnitude of the task ahead, The reporter asked if he were afraid. "Are you afraid?" And General Franks replied, "Focus has a way of overcoming anxiety. Focus has a way of overcoming anxiety." The general had to stay focused on the successful outcome of the campaign. He refused to consider anything less than total victory. He was determined to eliminate every distraction and stay focused on the desired result. And that's exactly what we do in faith. We keep our eyes on the desired result as opposed to looking at the dreaded outcome. We look at the desired result. And one of the key scriptures for the focus that we have is how important it is to focus on the Word of God. So look at Proverbs chapter 4 with me, starting in verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, it says in verse 20, "My son, attend to my words." Pay attention. Give your attention, or you could substitute the word attention there for focus. Focus on my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Listen to my word. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep that word before you. Keep it before you at all times. We keep the word of God going around the Pearson's household. I'm so excited about the Victory Channel being on DirecTV because that's what we watch it on now. We watch it on DirecTV, either on the two channels that we have on there. You know, it's on channel 86. It's on channel 86. We're on two places. It's the double. So we either keep it on the Victory Channel, or we're watching the daily broadcast on Roku, or when we go to bed at night. Every night, we listen to the Word of God. We get up in the morning, we listen to the Word of God. It's called total immersion. Every opportunity that we have, we listen to the Word of God. We are keeping it before our eyes. We're keeping it in the midst of our heart. It says in verse 22, "For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh." In my Bible, there's a cross reference of the word health, and in the Hebrew, it means medicine. The Word of God is medicine to your flesh. Hebrews 4:12, it says, "The Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It is powerful." It is powerful. And that's why we need to be focused on it. And then it says in verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence," or in other words, guard and protect your heart with all diligence, "for out of it flow the issues of life, the wellsprings, the forces of life." So protect your heart. "Put away from you a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far from you. Let your eyes look right on, let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." So let me take you through those four scriptures and let me expound on them in just a little bit. We're talking about focusing. Stay focused. Stay focused on the Word. And it says in verse 24, "Put away from you a forward mouth and perverse lips put far from you." In the Message, it says, "Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Avoid careless banter, white lies, and gossip." And if you remember, in Matthew 8, talking about the centurion that came to Jesus, his servant was sick unto death, and he said to Jesus, "Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed." So one of the things that we have to focus on is the words that we speak. Around our household, we know better. We know better because we know the power that's resident in the words that we speak. Life or death is in the power of your tongue. You choose. So we glorify God with the words of our mouths. We speak holy words. We speak good words. We speak the desired outcome of what it's going to be like. We were listening to somebody preach yesterday, and they were talking about a man who is in his 90s. What was the name of the guy, the man in the 90s? He wrote that book. He did write that book. Anyway, he was in his 90s. And they asked him, they said, what was the best 10 years of your life? What was the best decade of your life? And he said, I have yet to live my best decade. And the man was in his 90s. So what is he doing? He's speaking the words of his mouth. He's speaking the desired result. So verse 25, it says, let thine eyes look right on, let thy eyelids look straight before you. The Message translation, keep your eyes straight ahead, ignore all sideshow distractions. Ignore all sideshow distractions. The Amplified Bible says, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose and let your gaze be straight before you. The New Living Translation, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. So we see here how important it is that we stay focused on what we're believing for. What are you believing for? What are you standing for? What is it in your life? Stay focused on that. You need to see it with the eye of faith. The eye of faith. The eye of faith sees the success as opposed to the failure. The eye of faith sees the outcome, the good outcome of it. So we have to do that. It says in verse 26, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Well, again, the New Living Translation, mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on a safe path. The passion. Watch where you're going. Watch where you're going. So ponder, stay focused on the goal that you have set before you, the things that God is wanting you to do. Then in verse 27, turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. The passion. Don't allow yourself to be sidetracked for even a moment. NIV, don't swerve to the right hand or to the left. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. And what the Lord was speaking to me about focusing and staying focused, and the big thing that I was getting out about this was the distractions. How easy it is to be distracted. You set yourself before the Lord. You get your scriptures. We're going to believe God. We're going to believe God for our debt-free house. We're going to believe God for the healing of our bodies. And you go before the Lord and you set yourself there, and then time starts to go by. And you're not seeing things change. You're not seeing things happening. And what we have to remember is either time is a friend or time is an enemy. People, where time is concerned, and they see time going on, and they see it going by, and they don't see the things happening in their lives that they want to see, they either can go one way or the other. You can go distraction and discouragement, or you can say, okay, I am going to use this time. I'm going to use it to build my faith. I'm going to use it to strengthen myself. I'm going to use it for target practice to be able to be more proficient in what I'm doing. And as you do that, you will see the fulfillment of that vision come to pass. I remember years ago when Terry and I were working on our house. And the house that we had, we were renovating it, and it was taking a while. It actually took 5 years to renovate it. We were believing God for the cash to pay for it, do it debt free. And I remember there was a point in time where we pretty much gutted the house. You could see right through from one side to the other. And it stayed like that for a while because we ran out of the cash. And so we had the construction workers just back off and stop, and we were just building the cash back up again. But we got discouraged about it. And the great thing back then was if one of us got discouraged, the other one would build us up. Well, we really got caught in a bad place because both of us got discouraged at the same time. So we were over at Kenneth and Glory's one day, and we went over there talking about this. And Brother Copeland really helped us. He says, you've got to look at the progress that you've made. What progress have you made? And that really helped. It was like a jump start for us to get back and to get focused on what God has called us to do. So we have to know that any distractions have to be eliminated. Now take a look. Very quickly, look at Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, and I'll give you an example of the elimination of distractions. Jairus was there in Capernaum, and his daughter was sick, and they came to him, and they gave him the bad news about his daughter. And it says in verse 36, and this is a classic, classic illustration. It says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. The Amplified translation of that says, overhearing but ignoring what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear, only keep on believing. Interesting. Overhearing but ignoring what they said. That's what Jesus did. So the focusing on the word will eliminate all of the distractions. Satan is a master at distraction, trying to tell you it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. It's not going to take place. But we have to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Take a look at this scripture, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Look at verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, in the Amplified translation, it says this, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. What the Lord ministered to me as we were going through this service today was to tell you all that to bring you to this point. I want the musicians to come back here. You need to look at him. You need to look at him. You need to look into the eyes of Jesus. You need to look away from everything that is distracting you. Everything, every voice that is speaking doubt into your life. Every thought that is trying to come in and convince you that you are going to fail, you're not going to make it. And we need to focus on him. We need to look to him. Look into the eyes of the Lord Jesus. I want you to do this right now with me. I just want you to close your eyes. Just close your eyes. And I want you to see him. I want you to see Jesus. I want you to focus on him. I want you to focus on his eyes. His eyes. His eyes that are filled with the Father's love. His eyes that are so deep that you look at them and look into them. Look at his face. Look at his kindness. Look at him. Look at him. And look away from everything that is distracting you. And have your own encounter with Jesus. Have your own face to face with him. Do you remember the time that you were born again? Do you remember the time that you first made Jesus the Lord of your life? I remember that time. I was standing at the top of my parents' stairs, just like I'm standing at the top of these stairs right now. And I looked into the eyes of Jesus. And all I said to him was, "Jesus, be my Lord." I was 19 years old. My friends were getting saved. And I thought to myself, if they can do it, I can do it. And I literally looked into the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, face to face with Him. I want you to do that right now. I want you to focus on Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. David, I want to do that song. I want to do this song. It's been quite a day. First service, second service. I'm sitting over there during the whole service, and the Lord is readjusting the message, and He's giving me things to say, and He wanted us to end up with this today. And I want you to stand up with me. I want you to stand up with me. He's doing some things in here right now. He's doing some things, and the focus that we need to have is on Him. On Him, as a church, as a body of believers, that we focus on Him, that we look to Him. And as I was sitting there earlier in the service, the Lord gave me this song for us to sing together. So David, if you'd go ahead, let's begin to sing that.